I like to take a walk by the beach whenever I get a chance. I'm trying to figure out where I can sit that I'll be able to see everybody, and maybe the answer is I'm not going to sit. Maybe I'm going to stand up and you guys are going to sit. I like to take a walk at the beach, and I like to walk out on the pier. It's called Crystal Pier because you can get out over the water and see if there's any dolphins or fish to look at. And one day recently when I was taking my walk, I saw a little boy, littler than any of you, like he barely knew how to walk yet. And he was spending some time there on the pier with his mother, and she had given him a cup full of, I bet this has happened to you in your life, your parents or grandparents ever hand you a cup full of fish crackers to keep you happy while they're busy doing something else. So he had this cup full, and he was a little guy, cup full of fish crackers, and when he saw me, he took out a fish, and like I was afraid he was going to fall down because the pier's so uneven and he could barely walk, but he brought me a fish cracker, and I got to eat it, and it made me really happy, and it reminded me of the boy that we know about from the Bible who was listening to Jesus talk. His family had brought him, and Jesus was talking about God's love, and there was a huge crowd of people covering the hillside while Jesus talked, and the whole day went by. And in the evening, the little boy heard the disciples come to Jesus and say, "It's time to stop talking and send these people away. They need to eat. Everybody's getting hungry, and we don't have any food." Jesus said, "You can feed them." But they said, "No, you don't understand. We don't have any food. And even if we had money to buy food, which we don't, there's no place around here to buy anything. We're in the middle of nowhere. It's time to send the people away." So the little boy's listening to this conversation, and he came up to Jesus and pulled on Jesus' clothes and said, "I have 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish. Jesus said, "Excellent." And he said to the disciples, "Have everybody sit down on the grass and put them in groups of 50. And Jesus took the bread and gave thanks to God and broke the bread. And he did the same with the fish. And he gave it to the disciples. And he said, "Here's a cup for you." He said, "Hand this out to the people." And the disciples went among the crowd, which was at least 5,000 people, but probably a lot more than that, because who could really count that many people? And when everybody had enough to eat, the disciples went around with 12 baskets and collected the leftovers and filled all those baskets with leftover food. And so we know that when we share what we have and ask God to bless it, amazing and wonderful things happen. Now, you all have a cup with some fish crackers, which are for you to enjoy. But if you see anybody when you're leaving for Sunday school who looks like they need a fish cracker, you can feel free to give them one. Okay, let's join hands and say a prayer before you go. Find somebody's hand to hold around you somewhere. Dear God, we thank you for the gift of food, for the gift of love, for the gift of joy that you put into our lives. Help us to share freely with all those around us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.